Hey guys, it's Kayla Yule from Directionally Challenged, a podcast about realigning your internal compass. New KFC chicken nuggets are finally here, and you have never had nuggets like these. All of the delicious KFC flavor you love in one amazing chicken nugget. 100% white meat, hand-breaded in KFC's original recipe. Order new KFC fried chicken nuggets now, available at participating KFC near you. Guys, they're finger-licking good.
Space, period. Welcome to Manic Rambling Spiral. I am Heather B. Armstrong.
And I am John R. Bray.
We are going to begin this episode with a comment from someone on an Instagram photo that I posted of myself from last night after I had texted John.
It's been a week.
Yeah.
It's only Tuesday. We're recording on May 1st, but it has been a hell of a week.
I enjoy being away from the breakneck pace of the week on the weekends. However, weekends sort of have seemed to picked up their pace in terms of kids wanting to go here and there and here and there. And like on the weekends, I really want to break from my car because I'm in my car all goddamn week. I lost my childcare when I turned in my book. So I'm having to crunch all of my work into basically a 5-hour time frame during the week because I have to take my kids to school and I have to pick them up and then the whole afternoon routine starts. So I leave my desk at 2:30 every day to go pick them up and then homework and then piano and dance. And
yes.
Yeah. So by Sunday, I was a zombie. I was a zombie by Sunday and like everything that like the noise of my children breathing was it had gotten to that point and I just was a complete zombie. And and then last night she came home with some math homework. Okay, it's called Eureka Math. Have you ever heard of Eureka Math?
You're weak in math?
Eureka.
Oh, I have heard of Eureka Math. Yes.
Eureka.
And it's brilliant, right?
She came
right?
home with this She came in with this sheet of fractions, and I understand fractions, and I had to do a Google search, and apparently there's a parent portal for Eureka Math, except that to get your hands on the materials that help you as a parent, you have to pay a monthly subscription fee.
Yep.
So I did some Googling, and I found something similar to what she was doing, and when I finally figured what the fuck was going on these two lines on her math page, I realized that the only way that I know how, the only reason that I know how, what is going on is because I already understand fractions. If you don't have a like working knowledge of how fractions work, there's no way that you're going to understand how these two lines work. I'm like, how do I explain this to her? Oh, and I will admit, I am not proud of this. I will admit that I wrote on the piece of paper, I Googled, I am an adult woman. I do not understand any of this. And then I signed my name.
Are you serious? That is awesome.
Yes.
Oh, man.
And then I emailed the teacher and I was like, please help. Please help. She's crying. I don't have any idea how to help her. And the teacher immediately emailed back and she's like, don't worry about it. It's not worth crying over. We'll do it again tomorrow. And that's when I sort of just like slumped in my chair and was rubbing my eyes and didn't realize I still had my mascara on. So I posted this picture last night on Instagram where I was like, this not so perfect smoky eye brought to you by, you know, being around my children nonstop, like just the relentless pace of being responsible for their emotional and psychological and physical and financial well-being.
Right.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
There's 110 comments so far and someone, I'll just read it. Okay. And I just read this just now, right before we started recording. Okay.
I read it yesterday and it's pretty brilliant.
Wow. Exclamation point. Your photo came up in the gallery part of this cube form of expression. I felt, wow, this person looks miserable. If you are so upset, which is misspelled, miserable, sad, etc., I hope you seek help because honestly, as a mother, I found your oversharing and over-dramatizing motherhood and life disturbing. Space, period. I had to click the option, show less posts like this, space, period. That said, I don't know who I know who follows you, but wow is all I can say. I have never heard a mother speak as you do, period. Lowercase, you should be thankful for your children, or perhaps you shan't had any since your entire shtick is to complain about your life or mental state, space, period. Perhaps getting off social media because honestly, lady, you seem very unwell and also look it. Double space. I am very sorry for you or whatever your problems are, but the internet isn't a place to look for pity or assurance or affirmation, and seems this is your goal, space, period. Man, the internet is filled with odd people, space, exclamation point. Thank you.
I'm sorry. It's so good, though. I totally forgot, but when you got to shant, I like lost my shit when I was reading that.
Is that like the past tense? I don't. I shant my pants.
Yeah, I have to say too, like, you can't really over dramatize parenthood. It's constant drama, and I don't mean that in like the dramatics, but there's the dynamic is just dramatic. It just is. There's so much going on all the time. But she took the time to write that. And you didn't even mm-hmm. mention that her ellipses have far too many periods.
I think it's written by somebody in Europe, because that's what they do in Europe, is they put a space between the end of their sentence and their punctuation when they're texting. I found this out when I was in France. I mean, the responses are really nice, you know. Don't be such a butthole. Thank you. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So I didn't tell you this part, like, you can't make it up. You really can't make it up. Last night, Lita and I... Okay, I'm not going to give away any spoilers because we Gilmore Girled it last night. And it was a really, 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 really hard episode to watch. And
okay, well, where are you? Honestly, if people haven't seen it by now, come on. Just at least season, episode, give us some sort of...
Emily and What's His Nugget are renewing their vows.
Oh, Richard, yeah. Okay.
That. Right.
What's His Nugget? Yeah.
I have a hard time with names. I'm juggling fractions in my head. It was a really hard episode to watch, and Lita and I got into a really long discussion afterward about love and life and Marlo. And
love, life, Marlo.
And she said that she had talked to my mom about Marlo and how my mom was talking about how very opposite Marlo is from Lita. And I think for sure it has to do with their personalities, but I also think that it has to do with the fact that Marlo is the younger kid and she's never had to take responsibility or, you know, be the older sibling. And Lita's had that responsibility and has had, you know, she takes on a lot because her younger sister isn't yet mature enough to handle a lot. So there's that dynamic going on. And so I was like, yeah, Lita, when you were 8 years old, it was like, I don't know, it was like we sailed into smooth seas with you. You know, it just got really easy. And 9 was a phenomenal year with her, and 10 was glorious. Not that Marlo isn't the most lovely kid ever. She is just still really prickly sometimes. It's a prickly, you know, please don't do that. You're annoying people. Like, please don't. Right. What you're doing and kicking the back of people's seats, and like, it's, which is a nitpicky thing, but like, it's one of like a million things that she's doing as an 8 year old that 6 year olds do. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, and some kids I think are just, they kind of maintain some of those traits.
Yeah.
Later in life. I think that's just sort of how it goes.
She enjoys being oppositional, you know? I compared her to.
Yeah.
I don't know if I shared this. I was talking to her therapist and I said, you know, Lita is the golden retriever who is by your side and wants to do the best he can for you. And Marlo is the vindictive cat who, if you're sitting on the edge of a building, will come along and shove you off of it. That is Marlo.
That's actually a really good analogy too, because I think she's still at that age where she'll do that because she doesn't fully follow through to what the end consequence is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she doesn't realize that if she's pushing you, this is really not a good time,
right,
to push.
Every time I see a cat gif where a cat is pushing something off the edge of a countertop, like, I collect them because it's like, that's my Marlo file. That is what she does. She does it to Lita all the time.
Oh, God.
Like, Lita is an object. Lita is a cup of milk that she is pushing off the countertop.
Do you have the one where the cat goes to the bar and is having a hard time, so he orders a drink and knocks it off the bar and then asks for another and then knocks it off? It's so awesome. It's really good.
It was the day after I turned in my book. I had to go to a school community council meeting at school. While I'm sitting there, I'm getting frantic texts from the woman who was picking up my kids from school, and she's saying that Marlo was throwing up and they had to pull over to the side of the road because Marlo was throwing up and had anxiety, and what should she do? And there was a lot of back and forth between me and the babysitter, and I guess Marlo finally pulled it together, because by the time I got home, the babysitter had taken Marlo to her piano lesson. And I picked Marlo up from the piano lesson, dropped Lita off at the piano lesson, then, you know, anyway. So I get home and Marlo is at her piano lesson and Lita is in her bedroom, curled up in her signature Lita sort of fetal position with her phone tucked under a pillow. You wonder how her spine can bend like it does. And
like, that's a casual position.
That is a casual position. Like, she's literally curled into a round ball with a pillow over her head, and she's just like on her phone.
That's awesome.
I walked in and I said, "Hey," and she's like, "Oh, hey." She's like, "Where have you been?" I said, I was at the community council meeting, and she's like,
from fetal position. That's awesome.
I said, "Can you tell me what happened today?" And it was like I had just opened the fire hydrant and Lita came undone. And she was like, "This is happening and this is happening. And Marlo's throwing up and everybody's hot." And then they were arguing. And I thought that when you turned your book in, life was going to be great. Everything was going to be just fine. And I was like, "What? What?" She's like, "You turned your book in and everything still sucks."
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
She's like, "I have no friends. I have no friends. And like, I still have like 6 weeks left of school. It's never going to end." Like, it just started coming. It just started spewing. Like, everything that could possibly go wrong is going to go wrong. This is terrible. I hate being
right. Like the end of the world.
I hate breathing air. And I said, "Okay, I'm going to leave you. I'm going to let you just be alone." And she's like, "Are you mad at me for telling you this?" And I was like,
"Oh yeah, that's a lose-lose
like,
for you."
There's nothing I can say right now other than I'm so sorry that you feel like this. Should I get you some water? Should I get you some wine? Maybe you could use some wine.
Like at this point, yeah.
10 minutes later, I go pick up Marlo from her piano lesson. She's perfectly fine. She's not anxious. She's not vomiting. I asked her what happened, and she was just like, "Oh, I didn't feel good for a few minutes."
I love that her scope of it is just so limited. Yeah. Like,
mind you, the story that's being told to me via text by the babysitter is, "This is a catastrophe. Like, it couldn't be worse." Like, I imagined like vomit flying everywhere and Marlo's head ripping off.
And Lita kind of led you to think that that actually might have been the case.
It was like the apocalypse had happened in my front yard. And I took Lita to her piano lesson. And when I picked Lita up from her piano lesson, she gets in the car and she turns to me and she says, "I'm totally fine now."
What? So they're both fucking with you in their own way. That's ultimately what it is.
I said, "Are you okay?" And she's like, "Yeah, I don't know what happened earlier. Like, I guess I just needed to vent." And I was like, yeah, sometimes we need to do that. And she's like, "I feel pretty good." I was like, "Okay, that's good. That's really, really good."
I'm like, "Yeah, that's really good because you just put a shitload of weight on me now. So awesome."
And by the way, that weekend, I took her to go bowling with her friends. And when I picked her up from bowling, she got in the car and she said, "Hey, Mom, remember earlier this week when I told you that I didn't have any friends?" And I was like, "Uh-huh." She's like, "I'm sorry about that."
Oh, God.
She's like, I shouldn't have said that. I don't know where it came from. I'm really sorry that I put that on you. And I'm like, you know what? This is what happens when you're your age. You just got to sometimes let it go.
Oh, yeah. Well, but not even when, I mean, how often do you and I just randomly text like an all caps paragraph of some spew of whatever without actually even expecting any kind of a response back just because we need to say it somewhere? I mean, it's pretty regular.
Yeah, just to get it out. I think what I expressed in the caption on my Instagram photo was like, it's maddening just because the pace is so relentless. Like, it's like, oh my God, I haven't had a break from my kids in weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. And you can't really show them how maddening it is. Like, you have to hold your shit together. Like, and sometimes we lose it. We do. But like, if they knew how, like, sometimes you wake up in the morning and you're like, oh my God, the mountain that I have to climb today. And making sure that the rumble stays beneath the surface is something that so many of us struggle with, whether you're a single parent or not.
Anytime with kids, because if you let them see that, I think most kids see that and immediately think they're the cause. Like, I'm the burden, I'm the reason this is happening. And it's not untrue, but that's not the way to see it. I don't know if that makes sense. It's like, yeah, they are the cause because all of these things are happening, but it's not a bad thing. It's just incredibly busy.
It's incredibly busy. Having to pick them up from school as well now, I'm in the car basically all the time. That's it. I'm in the car all the time. And that in with the math homework, I don't want to spend 30 minutes of my night Googling how to do these fractions, you know, when there's also reading to be done and piano to be done and the other homework to be done. And I want to spend time with my kids. Like, I want to spend some quality time, because by the time we're finished with homework and all of that, the three of us sort of like retreat into, please just let me sit and do nothing for like 30 minutes. And by that time, it's time to go to bed.
Yep. Yeah. It's funny because I don't remember getting this level of homework. I feel like it's just gradually ramped up since, you know, we've gone through grade school. But I distinctly remember when my younger brother was in, I want to say it was third or fourth grade, it got to the point where my dad went into the school to talk to the teacher, and not in a rude way, but basically just said, I know that you have a job to do and you're going to give out homework. But he's like, I'm going to decide how much my son is going to do. And then we're not going to do anymore because we don't need for him to be kept busy. We're a family and we spend time together. Mm-hmm. And that was what he did. He just eventually just cut things off at a certain point, because there were nights where he would have more homework than I did or my older sister did. And it was ridiculous. You don't need to occupy kids.
That's amazing on your father's part.
Oh, he was not having it. Not at all. But so, because I think some parents, like, they want, it's almost like the more homework they have, the more they're accomplishing at school. Mm-hmm. Like, I think there's a mentality there with parents, with teachers. I think it can go either way, but I don't know. I don't need for him to come home and spend 2.5 hours a night on homework.
Yeah.
I mean, you already think, and everybody has to do it, but that doesn't necessarily make it right. But essentially, they're working a full-time job without pay. Mm-hmm. And then being asked to go home from that full-time job and work another 2 hours without pay. I don't want to do that. I mean, if someone told me I had to work 40 hours for free and then an additional 10 hours for free, fuck that. I mean,
and they're also developing social skills, and they're also navigating, you know, complicated social structures, you know, within friends change all the time in first and second and third and fourth grades as classes shift around and whatnot, and the friend dynamic shifts around, and she often comes home and says, so-and-so did this on the playground, or so-and-so said this in class, and they're dealing with all these emotions. And then she gets home and she's, like last night, she gets home and she's already in tears when we break out the math homework. She's just in tears before we even start. And I look at it and I cannot make heads I have no idea. And I was like, what did she say in class? And she just starts sobbing. She'd barely spent any time on it in class, and I don't know. And she just starts crying, which, of course, my nerves are already frayed at this point from being in the car for, you know, an hour. having been in the car for an hour earlier in the morning for trying to like meet a few deadlines during in the middle of the day. In the middle of sobbing, says, I got my SAGE test scores back for the reading and writing, and here it is. And she hands me this piece of paper. And of course, she has excelled again, once again, in the reading comprehension, and it's an amazing score. And I had to pull it from the bottom of my gut to go, I had to pull it out and overcome the frustration and the tension and the anxiety to go, oh my God, this is the most amazing thing ever. I'm so proud of you. Like, I had to shift my gears and be like, okay, she needs some affirmation right now. Even though you're frustrated as hell, Heather, pull it together. Give her some affirmation. This is what you do as a mom.
Yep.
And when it was over, it was like I had just moved a building.
Yep. And that's how it felt to her, too. I mean, whether she showed it at the time or not, like, that's why you do it.
Yeah.
And I know we've talked about homework before, but honestly, because it's like three quarters of life, it's worth conversation. For Lexton, the rule with math has always been as long as they try. Like, it never gets graded. It's always like completion based. And as long as they try on everything, then that's fine. But the reality is, if you don't fucking know how to do it, for one, you can't really try.
Right.
And for another, if you try and do it wrong, you're just setting the wrong way to do it in your head.
Yes.
And there's been nights where I've told him very specifically, like I've sat with him and I'm like, okay, put a question mark and write like, I need help or something to indicate that we looked at it, but really didn't know how to do it. And then he gets docked points and it makes me fucking livid because I don't know what else to do. Like, we're trying, but you can't try to do something if you don't know how to do something.
Yeah. Lita's honors math teacher, I think we talked about this in a previous episode. She said that in the incoming meetings at the beginning of the year, she said, I don't give homework. You may be upset about that, but if they don't know how to do the Pythagorean theorem, going home and doing it wrong 20 times is only going to make it worse.
Right. Exactly that. Yeah.
Exactly that.
Yep.
And so I am absolutely, if this continues, next year, I'm going to look into I guess it's called Mathnasium. We talked about this.
Oh, yeah. That's here. I think it's like a chain, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to look into doing that. I know it gets worse, especially worse in fifth grade, having been through that with Lita already. I would like for us all to remain friends.
Yeah, that'd probably be good. That'd be a positive.
Yeah.
I'm just trying now that the weather is nice, at least it's nicer here. We've had really beautiful spring weather finally. I'm trying like right after school because like you said, once you pick them up, like that's it. You can try to work, but it just ends up being more frustrating than anything else. Mm-hmm. So I've been trying to take him now that he's skateboarding to a skate park just for a half an hour to like burn off whatever energy because they never go outside. Like there's no recess, anything like that. Just to do that and then coming home and saying, okay, now it's time to do the homework. And it's making a pretty significant difference in terms of his just overall attitude.
Really?
Like he got to get outside, move, blow off some steam, and then he feels better about having to sit down rather than walk out of school, get in the car, come home, walk into the house, do homework. You know, so it provides a really nice buffer. Assuming he doesn't break
that.
His writing arm, then it's okay.
I may try that because we've got some better weather here too. And I would love, she was outside all weekend long with friends. And well, that was another thing is that she was in and out. So this house is tiny and right. The front door just opens into the kitchen living room. There is no corridor. There is no foyer. It's just the door opens into the house and it's a clunky door. And so getting it open is hard and shutting it is hard. So she was coming in and out and in and out. And I was like, please decide which one you want. Please. You're driving me and the dog crazy because the dog cannot be trusted in the yard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the dog was trying to slip out every time she came in and out and in and out and in and out. She has a sock problem. She takes off her socks and just leaves them wherever she takes them off.
Right.
And she had
but never her. Together, right?
I never.
Mean, well, like one here, one there.
She's gotten better about that. There are now actually two of them but they're always in some random place. And this time she had left them on the countertop. The countertop in the kitchen. Yeah. Dirty socks. So she comes inside with her friend and a kid from next door. And I am the mom, man. I am the mom that I was scared of when I was her age. She walks in and I was pointing at the socks and I was like, do you see what I'm pointing at? And she's like, uh-huh. I said, what am I going to say to you? And she's like, this shouldn't be there. I said, actually, next time you do this, I'm going to throw them away and I'm not going to replace them. And eventually you're going to have no more socks and I'm not going to buy you any more socks. Do you understand me?
Did she care or did you get like an eye roll response?
She just nodded her head at me and both of the other kids are looking at me like, oh my God, she's going to throw away socks.
Oh man. What I started doing is, and this actually doesn't happen anymore, but I started picking up the random socks and just, I would lift up like his bed sheet and just put them in his bed. So at the end of the day, there'd just be like socks in his bed. And eventually he kind of picked up on the fact that maybe if he put them in the laundry, they wouldn't end up in his bed.
That's a good idea. I may start putting them in her lunchbox.
Oh God. Yes, that will be great. Right on top, so she has to move them in order to get to things. But it's funny that I think that Instagram comment that kind of started this whole discussion, it goes back to, and I feel like we've talked about this in one way or another, but there are so many people that feel like anytime you express any level of negativity toward parenting or your children, that you shouldn't be a parent, why did you have kids? You're supposed to be grateful. And I've never really understood that. Years and years ago on Twitter, I don't even remember who it was, but someone, and I've heard this before, it's not like it was original, but this idea that you always have to love your kids, but you don't always have to like them. Mm-hmm. And I really think that's a healthy way to look at it. Because there are times I really don't like Lexton because he's being a bit of a dick because he's a person. That just happens. Everybody is like that. I know there's times where he doesn't like me. But acknowledge that doesn't mean I wish he was gone. I wish I didn't have kids. It doesn't mean any of that. It just means we're people living in the same house and sometimes we piss each other off.
Well, I've been blogging about parenthood for well over 14 years now. And that comment is just a refrain from, it's been going on for 14 years of, right, you should be, how dare you speak of motherhood this way? You're complaining. Why are you online complaining?
Right. As if motherhood and fatherhood and just kids should be on a pedestal at all times. But that's not, it's ridiculous.
No, and I was just now thinking about, She'd been begging me to buy Band-Aids at the grocery store, of all things.
Marlo?
Because she keeps claiming that she fell off the swing or something, and I look at her arm, and it's like, you can't even see the scratch. And she was playing outside on Sunday, and she came in, and she had fallen on the ground. And she's like, you bought Band-Aids, where's the Band-Aids? So I got a Band-Aid out, and I put it on this tiny little scratch on her knee. She starts limping across the floor.
Oh my God. Awesome.
And she's like, oh, I said, you know, and I could feel the cogs going, this is what my parents felt. Because I can remember my mom and my dad when I would pull shit like that going, I think you're going to be okay. You know, right. I think you're going to be okay. And it felt really good to be like, oh, this is what my mom and my dad were feeling. This is why they took that tone. I totally get it now. I totally get it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It all comes full circle.
Yep.
I remember when Lexton was really little, at one pediatric appointment, I don't even remember how it came up, but his pediatrician, who's super down to earth, she basically said, just buy a ton of Band-Aids and buy Tums. Because Tums are just really neutral. And she said that way, anytime there's like a stomach ache that you know isn't really a stomach ache, you can give them a Tums and that fixes it. And anytime there's an injury, you've got Band-Aids, whether it's an actual injury or not.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to really talk about it. Like, you cover it up and then they limp off. And it worked so well. I mean, he, same thing. He would come in and say he cut his left thumb. And then by the time I got the Band-Aid, it had transitioned to his right index finger. I'm like, that's fine. I'll put the Band-Aid on. Makes no difference.
I've got two Band-Aids here. We could do both.
Yeah. But part of it is the drama. He finally last week ate shit on his skateboard.
Oh, no.
Finally. It was, I'm just going to say it was funny because he was on like a little half pipe trying, kind of experimenting. He hasn't really done any of the risky stuff yet. And I thought, well, this is cool. And I was walking around this park. So I pulled my phone out and walked up to the end where the half pipe is, right as the skateboard shot out from under him and he just went down. Like the second I pulled my phone out to take a photo.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Caught himself. He was okay. He caught himself though and kind of hurt his wrist and then did it two more times over the next couple of days on his right wrist. So yesterday he's kind of bending it and he's like, making all these noises. And I said, okay, let me look. Let me see if it looks swollen. Didn't really look. And I'm not denying that it's probably sore. But I said, well, can you bend it all the way? And he kind of like bends it just barely up. Oh, I can't go any further. And in all seriousness, I said, okay, then we need to go get it looked at. Maybe it's sprained. Maybe you fractured something. All of a sudden, he goes, oh, no, it goes further. It can go all the way up. I'm like, what? You've been complaining for days. And now that I say we're going to go get it checked, it's fine. Like, all he wanted was the notion of having this injury.
Uh-huh.
And that was it. Like, that was it.
He wanted your affirmation that, okay, you got an injury, got it.
Right.
Yeah.
I think there's this weird notion, too, as he spent more time at these skate parks, because you fall, skate, like, all of the kids there have scrapes and bruises and cuts. He doesn't. So I almost think it's like, if he can put a wrap on his wrist, he's a badass.
Yep, like, exactly.
Something happened. And I told him, like, we can go get an ace bandage. I don't care. That's fine. I'll wrap it on. Makes no difference to me. But, oh, man. But it was hard. And then, so right when he fell, I took a photo because that's what you do, you know, and showed it to him when we got home. And he stood there with me and, like, told me what to do to edit it.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. So I edited it into a square with high contrast black and white. And I said, well, how is this? He said, good. Oh, you need to put the word wasted in all caps. So of course, I write wasted in all caps in red at the top of the photo and save it. He's like, yep, that's awesome.
Where is he going to put it? He doesn't have Snapchat or Instagram.
I told him, I said, well, where are you going to share it? He's like, oh, definitely going to text it to my friends. Okay, well, whatever works for you. So I sent it to him and sure enough, he's like texting it around.
I've offered
with the social, like, if you want to share it because your friends make memes and things, we can do that. It's no big deal. But no, doesn't care. Just wants the badassery of a skating image.
Oh, that's so perfect.
It was good.
That's so 14.
Oh yeah, it was. But it was also like, as soon as he went down, I'm like, oh God, here it goes.
Mm-hmm.
This is it.
Like
this
I said,
is how it's going to be.
Every skater I know is always in a cast.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm still terrified.
I realized after Lita's meltdown that day, in her fetal position meltdown, that had been a long day. You know, I'd had meetings and was trying to figure out what was going on with Marlo. And I took a moment before I picked Marlo up from her piano lesson and I called my mom and I went out into the front porch. And I was like, can you please talk for, I texted her, I said, can you talk for like 2 minutes? And she's like, yeah. So she calls and I realize, and I'm just like, can I just talk for like 2 minutes? Can I just get this all out? Because I don't understand what the hell is going on because I thought everything was okay, but everything is apparently not okay. And this is wrong. 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 Apparently wrong. And this is apparently wrong. And this is apparently wrong. And I, what do you do? And she's just like, I know. you just gotta let them vent. And I realized I was doing to my mom.
I was just gonna say that. Yeah.
What Lita had just done to me. And I said at the end of the conversation, I'm like, oh my God, I just did to you what she just did to me. And she's like, well, you were venting about what she was venting to you.
But it is the same thing. Like you turned to her for that same exact feeling of comfort that Lita turned to you for.
I just needed to like talk and say the words and be like, I don't understand. Like, I thought that I had everything like settled. Like I thought I had them both in really good places. And apparently a tornado came through and just fucked everything up. I just needed to like say that out loud so that I could just process what I was feeling, the intensity in the moment.
I get it. Well, it's like I had a therapist at one point who encouraged like writing a letter to a person and then just throwing it out. Like burning it, throwing it out, like just, but actually taking the time to sit down and write it to get that out.
Yeah.
And it's the same. There is some sort of like therapeutic feeling behind that. Just releasing it. Even screaming into your pillow, you know, whatever you have to do. Just somehow like to get that out. You got to survive. That's all this really is. That's all it comes down to at the end of the day.
It's just survival. It's just holding it together. It really is just holding it together as best you can.
Yeah.
I did this morning, I did erase everything that I had written on the math paper.
Did you? You didn't actually send it?
No. I was like, okay, well, she had emailed me back and said that she was going to go over it this morning. So I went and I erased everything that I had written. And it took a lot. I burned through an entire erase and all of what I had written.
Well, it was probably extra dark and extra angry.
I had underlined several words very, very, very hardly.
Well, but she emailed back quick. That's the sign of a good teacher, I think.
That was a great dinner.
So great. Wait, where'd you park the car?
Oh, the one I just sold at Carvana.
What? When did you do that?
When you were still looking at the menu. I went on Carvana.com and all I had to do was enter the license plate or VIN, answer a few questions, and got a real offer in seconds.
They picked up the car already?
No, I parked around the corner. But they are picking it up tomorrow and paying me right on the spot.
Oh, no wonder you picked up the check.
Yeah, about that. Thought we were going halvesies.
Sell your car to Carvana. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get a real offer in seconds.
Hi, this is Kendra Adachi from the Lazy Genius podcast, and I am so excited that the new KFC chicken nuggets are here. You have never had nuggets like these before. 100% white meat, hand-breaded in KFC's original recipe, and absolutely delicious. They have become a go-to favorite the kids love to fight over, and I hope they make dinner easier and more fun for you too. Order new Kentucky Fried Chicken nuggets, now available at participating KFCs near you.
She's a great teacher. They are just, this math program is fucking bonkers. Yep. It is fucking bonkers, this math program.
Well, that's one of the things, and maybe it'll be that way at Mathnasium, but I know with Lexton's tutor, the nice thing is that she works in the district at a different grade level, but in the district. But being removed from school when she's talking to me, it's very much like, oh yeah, this curriculum is bullshit. Uh-huh. Like, this is what's wrong with it. This is what's bad. This is what they don't do that they should. Whereas you don't get that from the teacher, you know, because they want you to think it's okay.
Well, the teacher does have, I mean, the teacher is given the curriculum. Like, you have to teach this curriculum. The teacher doesn't get to decide what curriculum to teach. They're like, okay, we're doing Eureka Math. And I'm in the school community council meetings. Eureka Math is not cheap. It costs the school itself a lot of money to do that program because they have to buy workbooks. And those workbooks are thousands and thousands of dollars that they have to come up with.
Yeah.
And the district has decided that this is the math that we're going to teach. And so the teachers are like, okay. And they're trying to work with the kids with these concepts that are brand new. Lita doesn't know these concepts. Lita wasn't taught these concepts. So that's 3-4 years ago. So Lita can't help with the math. And it's like, I don't know. It's really frustrating for those of us who are frantically Googling how to do a goddamn fraction line. that was my, that last night, I looked in the mirror last night. I was like, oh my God, I've been rubbing my eyes and I've created a smoky eye.
Oh God. The perfect smoky eye.
The perfect smoky eye.
Sometimes with the homework there, and it's actually happened more over the last couple of months, and I can't even believe I'm saying this, but there are times where I feel like it's almost easier if he doesn't go to school that day. Because he comes home and it's just like, I can feel myself on a Sunday bracing.
Uh-huh.
I know the feeling because before I left my job, I hated that job. And every Sunday it was like a knot in my stomach and I didn't want to work on Monday and it was terrible. And I started feeling the same thing and I couldn't figure it out. And then I suddenly realized, I'm like, holy shit, I am getting this kind of anxiety about eighth grade homework.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's rough.
And I don't want to live like this.
No. Well, she doesn't either. I mean, that's the thing.
No. I want her to go outside and play was what I want her to do. Thankfully, she has a reading and writing packet that she has to do every week. And that includes vocabulary and reading comprehension. And she has to read almost 30 minutes a day. And luckily, she has just like gotten on a rocket and just zoomed like leagues beyond where she was a year ago. And she's able to do the packet by herself. So that is a huge... That's almost as big as Lita turning 12 and 13 and being able to watch Marlo for me. Like, Marlo being able to do her packet on her own is huge. It means that I don't have to go line by line by line by line by line. All I have to do is give her a spelling test every day and make sure she understands her vocabulary. I know these are really simple little details, but they add up so fast. They add up so quickly.
Oh, yeah. They definitely add up. And I think even if she can't articulate it, it's a huge detail to her, too, because mm-hmm. she doesn't need your help. So it gives her that sense of independence and accomplishment where she knows that she can do it on her own. She doesn't have to sit there and have you walk her through it. And that has to feel good to her.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's got to be. Even if for no other reason than mom doesn't have to nag me to do this. Like, I can just do it. That's huge.
And last night, she's sitting at the piano, and she's going through her lesson, and she turns around to me, and she says, because I'm sitting at the countertop, and me just being, and the piano teacher was right about this with Lita, me just being in the room is going to help, just because she knows I'm there. It's just like my presence in the room is a comfort to her while she's going through the difficulty of getting the notes right. And she turns around to me and she says, can you come over here and count this out for me? And I said, Marlo, you've played that song 4 times now. I think you can count out yourself. Mom, please. And I was like, Marlo, try it yourself. So she turns around and she does it herself. And she's like, and then she does another one. And then she does the final one. And she finishes. And she's like, can we be done for the day? And I'm like, yep, that's plenty to do for today. And she gets up and she goes, I have to do this. And she goes and she puts her head in one of the cushions on the couch and she starts screaming.
See? Screaming into a pillow.
Screaming into a pillow. Except that it was not frustration. It was, I did that myself. Like, I can't believe I just did that myself. I cannot believe I just did that myself. Like, it was frustrated, happy screaming.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah. And I was like, God damn, if I smoke cigarettes, there'd be a pack gone right now. A pack gone.
Oh, man. And we're only like 2 days into the week. Yep. See, everything was supposed to be better after you submitted that damn book and everything
still
sucks.
It's my fault. It still sucks. It still sucks. When she said that to me, it kind of like threw me up against the wall. She's like, I thought everything was going to be better once your book is turned in and everything is still terrible.
It's so awesome. I mean, it's not, but oh man, what a whirlwind though, to go through the texting chaos with Marlo and mm-hmm. then that venting from Lita and then both of them are fine.
Well, in last night when we were talking about the difference between Marlo and Lita, Lita said, so I was really good at like age 9 and 10 and 11. And I was like, yeah, you've been great. And she goes, and then I got a little complicated, didn't I?
Oh my God. And she totally knows.
She laughed a little bit. And I was like, well, maybe.
That's awesome.
She did laugh about it. Yeah. And I'm glad she could laugh about it. I mean, she totally sees it. She can see, wait a minute, I was completely irrational like an hour ago and I'm totally fine now.
Which I think is a huge, especially at only 14. I mean, obviously the ideal situation would be, I don't need to be irrational. I'm going to turn this around. But the fact that she's at a point where she can look back and say, wow, that was not necessary, is huge, I think. I think like that's a really big step.
Like I said, she's beyond her years when it comes to maturity. And it's very self-aware of her to realize that. And even sometimes while she's ranting and saying that everything is gonna be destroyed and awful and we're all going to die, like she'll go, and I know I'm completely dramatic right now, but I just have to say that everything is terrible. I know that's not true, but it feels like that.
That's awesome. It's like just rational behavior mixed with completely irrational behavior, just happily mingling. Oh, man. Oh, this just happened too. So I don't know, does Lita's school like, are they doing anything big at the end of eighth grade? Because she goes into a new school next year, right?
Yeah, it's called promotion is what it's called.
Okay.
Oh God, yeah. Her language arts teacher told her that she wanted Lita to try out for the speech. A few students give speeches at the promotion.
Okay, like a graduation speech type thing.
Yeah, and she came to me and she said, are you okay with me doing that? Would you help me? And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Yes. Yes, I would. I would love to help you do that. I used to win speech contests, Lita. And she's like, she rolled her eyes and she's like, of course you did. Of course you did.
Oh, man. But so, well, for Lexton, I don't think they do any kind of promotion or graduation, but they take like a big class trip. I mean, not a trip, but like a day trip into Chicago to ride this huge, like a boat tour in Lake Michigan from Navy Pier, and it's like catered and there's music and
wow.
Big deal.
It's not a duck boat tour, is it? It's just a regular boat?
It's not. It's like a huge yacht type boat.
Wow.
So they sent home a note and it's like, you know, it costs X and yada, yada, yada. And I read this thing like 10 times because there's no deadline on it. Like they all say, you know, you need to return the note by X with a check or whatever. There's no deadline. And he got the note a month ago. So of course, it's fine, right? And I always send, whenever I get things like that, I always will send them to Heather, to Hex. And she even came back. She's like, well, when is it due? I don't know. It's not due. So obviously we have some time. So then I get an email from his teacher that says, I'm assuming he doesn't want to go because he never turned it in. And he's the only kid on their team and their group of classes. So I looked at the note again and I typed this really long email, which I eventually shortened considerably. That was along the line that was like, my life is on deadlines. This has no deadline. If it has no deadline, it goes to the bottom of the stack. And I just went on and on and on and on and on. And if I reread it, I'm like, okay, that I probably don't need all the details. So I deleted it all. I'm like, sorry about that. I didn't see a due date. Just took care of it. He'll turn in the slip tomorrow. But I read it again and it's so infuriating because that's how that goes. I mean, if someone says, I need this in 3 days, you have it in 3 days.
Yes.
If someone says, I need this, then that's how you treat it. Because clearly it's not that important.
Oh, man. So did you get it turned in?
I got it turned in and I read the email to Lexton. And of course, immediately he's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, no. There's no, and then I handed him the paper. I'm like, you tell me when this is due. And he read it. He's like, well, there's no date. I said, yeah, exactly. So it's not your fault. Let's just fill it out, bring it in. He's going. It's all fine.
Well,
but there was no like response from the teacher that said, oh yeah, sorry, we forgot to include that. Nothing.
You need to take a forlorn photo of your face and put it on Instagram and say, and complain about deadlines so that someone can leave a comment that says, if you didn't want to have to deal with deadlines, then you shouldn't have taken a job with deadlines.
Yeah. Maybe I'll do that and I'll tag the person who commented on your post. And like, if you're looking for more miserable looking people, head over to my profile. You'll love it.
If only she knew how miserable I was. If only she had...
This photo does not do the misery justice.
You have no idea how miserable I was. I'm actually really, really good. This is me on a good day.
Right. Oh, man. And it's on... I mean, I know that by the time this goes live, it's going to be Thursday, but God, it's Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's one of those weeks where it already feels like Friday, but I'm also panicked by the fact that Tuesday is almost over. Like,
mm-hmm.
It has felt like forever, but I still have not had enough time.
Okay, so I have to go to New York next week for a meeting and a fundraising lunch. It's one of those things that I have to show my face at. And
is this
Every Mother Counts?
Yeah. Okay.
And which is, it's nice because I'm going to be able to, you know, to sit on a plane and not have to do math homework, right? And but the pace in New York is not a break from normal life at all. And I'm not complaining at all. I get to go to New York and it's going to be great. I get to see my colleagues and friends and it's going to be a great time. But the planning of getting my children taken care of while I'm gone, because my mother is selling her house, so my mother cannot watch them until the weekend. And I have to leave to be at a meeting on Wednesday morning. So I have to arrange, I have to find a babysitter during the day, and I have to find a babysitter for the night. And they have, not only do they have piano and dance that week, they also have therapy. Like, the scheduling of beforehand of getting all of this together, is a little daunting with just the normal, you know, having to go to the orthodontist tomorrow with Marlo. I have to get a mammogram scheduled somewhere. I got to take care of my boobs somewhere in all of this chaos.
I think that's just it, though. It's like that balance. Like, it's exciting to be able to sit on a plane. It's kind of a break. Like, you love this organization. There's a lot of good.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't change the fact that there's the challenges surrounding that.
No.
Like, and having to deal with childcare, like to arrange that,
mm-hmm.
it takes
and hoping
a lot
that it
of
doesn't
effort.
Fall, like hoping that none of the pieces, you know, sort of fall apart.
Right.
I really like. I've had this mammogram reminder sitting on my desk for over a month now, and I'm like, when am I gonna go do this?
You really got to do that.
I know. Yeah. I know. Yeah, but it's that. Like, I need to come back from New York, get my life back in order, and then go in and get my mammogram, because before then I got to take Marlo to the orthodontist, and we just had her eyes done last week in the middle of the day. Ah, you know, it's just.
Yep.
And then I go in to get the prescription and they tell me that she has to be with me in order to get the goddamn prescription.
Really? Are you serious?
Yes, because the lenses that she wants to keep her same lenses, but in order to fit the lenses into the frames, they have to send in the frames, and they don't have any of the same. But it's a complicated reason that he gave me, and I just wanted to throw the prescription in his face and go, "Do you understand? I like even just to come down right now and give you the prescription here took." You know, a good 45 minutes out of my day, and you're telling me that it was worthless, that I have to come and do it again. What?
That's when you're like, why don't you get in the car with me? I will bring you to her. We'll take
care
of it. I'll bring you back.
Do. I almost did. I was almost so desperate at that point that I almost reached across the table and was like, can you come get in my car with me, and I'll drive you to her school, and you can do it right there in her classroom. Please.
It's always like you always forget the one thing.
Uh-huh.
You have everything. You make sure you have everything. You get there, and there's like the one thing that there's no way you would have known that you forgot.
Yeah.
Which in this case was your kid, but you know.
At least I didn't leave her at school. I picked her up. I picked her up from school.
That's true.
Yeah.
See, it's a silver lining. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. I mean, I ended the Instagram post with tomorrow again. Ahoy, you know, let's do this. Here we go. That's what we do. This is what we do. This is what we do. We get up and we do it again. This is what we do. We don't have a choice.
Right.
There is no choice, you know? And being right. able to laugh and vent about it and like find community and camaraderie in all of it, like there's no better way to hold it together than knowing that other people struggle to do so. So
yeah, and that's what's so great about the social, about posting
butthole.
Things like that. Right. Or not the buttholes, but the people who are like, yeah, I totally get it. You're not alone. Like, it, just to hear that, to know that there are other people out there that are going through the same thing. And for the other people who read it, they're like, oh, God, it's not just me.
Mm-hmm.
We're all miserable together.
We all have our miserable moments. We do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's okay. I think that's the key. Like, it's okay to have the miserable moments, and it doesn't make you a bad person or a bad parent or anything. You just, sometimes life throws some shit your way.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes lots of it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That sums it up.
I did kind of, when I read that comment, I kind of shot my arms in the air and I was like, I still got it. Still got it. Still got it. I can still piss the people off. There it is. There it is right there. There's my mark right there. I pissed somebody off by speaking the truth about the reality of parenthood. I did it again.
Which is, but the thing that's really awesome is she saw it. And according to her comment, even from the grid, even from the explore page, she knew you looked miserable.
Mm-hmm. And she clicked on it anyway.
Tapped the photo anyway, took the time to read the caption, and then took the time to write a response that's like 3 times longer than your caption.
Yeah.
So what the, I mean, I see plenty of things in the explore page that I think do not look interesting to me. So I don't look at them. I just don't get it.
I don't go to the explore page.
See, that's even better. I mean, you know, you end up there though if you search for something. Oh, that's the only time I ever end up there. So I'll see it and I'm like, that looks worthless. No wonder. You know. I don't know. Everyone has their own.
I feel better now. I will tell you that. I feel so much better. I feel a lot better. Yeah. Yeah.
It's the venting.
It's just like getting it out and just blah, blah. Ugh. Thank you, Man of Grambling Spiral, for let me do to you what Lita did to me.
Yes. Paying it forward.
I feel better.
Right?
I'm sorry I didn't say I have any friends. I'm sorry I put that on you.
Sorry I made you carry all of that extra weight in addition to the other confusion. Oh, man.
As always, we would love to commiserate with you over any and all issues related to parenting children. It doesn't matter if you are a polygamist. It doesn't matter if you are a single parent or a co-parent or you're married, and we're all in this together. We'd love to hear from you. Please, you can find us anywhere online at Manic Ramblings on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You can always send us email at stories@manicramblings.com. And until next time, butthole.
Many thanks to Tan Lines for the soundtrack, to Lisa Congdon for the cover art, and to Ryan Coomer for his expertise with the editing stuff.
Hey guys, it's Kayla Ewell from Directionally Challenged, a podcast about realigning your internal compass. New KFC chicken nuggets are finally here, and you have never had nuggets like these. All of the delicious KFC flavor you love in one amazing chicken nugget. 100% white meat, hand-breaded in KFC's original recipe. Order new Kentucky Fried Chicken nuggets, now available at participating KFC near you. Guys, they're finger-licking good.